Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius. Germanicus is here. We've moved from the European map to the American map, to Washington, D.C., and every day brings another announcement of tens of thousands of layoffs, tens of thousands of people told you're on sabbatical or go home and we'll pay you through such and such a date. And then in the afternoon, a federal judge here, a federal judge there says, temporary restraining order, restore the jobs or turn the planes around, or you have no right to do that, or you've got to rehire these people because the government can't work without them. Now, all that is melodrama, and we don't speak to it. We do speak to Main Street, however, quite different from Washington, D.C. And Germanicus, in the 21st century, whatever has happened in the previous 250 years, the Americans on Main Street evidence no sympathy whatsoever for the federal government. How did this happen?
It happened over a long period of time. Americans supported the new government bureaucracies that were created by the FDR administration because they were directly supporting Americans. In fact, the Works Progress Administration and others actually gave employment to hundreds of thousands of Americans out of work. It was critical to the cohesion of American society during the Depression. And then, of course, with the advent of World War II, the mobilization and rearmament allowed the economy to take off. And the victorious war sort of was a great capstone to the revival of America. And so the government coming out of World War II trusted the government. The government had created a kind of Soviet state in World War II. I mean, it was not just a command economy. It was very much a government-run society for those 4 years, which was necessary, perhaps. But after the war, Americans didn't feel.
It's technically called war Keynesianism. That's what the Russians call it.
Oh, yeah. There are all sorts of names. But the truth is that it worked. And you see, what I'm trying to get at is the Americans felt not only supportive of what government was doing, they were confident government could do it well and successfully. And so this continued in the arc up until the great society of LBJ. And famously, Lyndon Baines Johnson had promised guns and butter because he started what amounted to a great war in Vietnam and had all of these new government programs. And it didn't work, but it took a long time for it to come down. I mean, Richard Nixon continued all of the great society programs in terms of social welfare. And the safety net, as it has been called, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, et cetera, have been supported by Americans. The problem has come with the development of a giant bureaucracy which is geared to pushing the agenda of the ruling elites. And this has become more and more clear in recent decades. And the great achievement of DOGE is to expose the ways in which government programs using taxpayer money were being used to promote the political ends of blue, you know, the Democratic Party. And that has come as a shock. And then the workforce has grown steadily over the decades to the point where it is gigantic. And the the work that it does that Americans approve of, mainly managing the disbursement of remittances to Americans that they paid into, like Social Security, does not require a huge number of people. So where are these millions of people gainfully employed? What are they actually doing? So it's been a kind of confluence on one hand of an awareness of this giant sort of alternative parallel society in American life, and on the other hand, claiming an increasing amount of taxpayer dollars.
Taxpayer dollars and time. I get now and again a mailing or an email from the Department of Commerce because I have a small business, a C corporation. Mm-hmm. And it's a lengthy document I have to fill out to tell them what I'm doing and who I am and how much I make. Why do they need this? I don't know. They don't tell me. It's a waste of my time. It's a waste of money to have dreamed it up. Who's ever at the other end of receiving this document, and I think I've had more than one, especially under the Biden administration. I don't know that it's coming again under the Trump administration, but definitely during Biden. That's the federal government, Germanicus.
Well, you see, the government costs money, and the U.S. debt to GDP ratio is 1.2, which is what it was in 1945, where you know the debt is bigger than the GDP, and you know just a few decades ago, even as recently as 1980, it was 0.32. So we've got $36 trillion of debt, and the service on that debt just this past year surpassed what we spend on the military. It's over $1 trillion we have to pay just to service
but
the debt.
But that doesn't explain how shocked they act when they get fired.
They don't understand this because the people who work for the government are also the same people who have a larger entitlement that they know best. And therefore, when they came up with these economic theories under the Biden administration that basically said you could just print money and it's fine, there won't be any inflation, that was great. And there was zero opposition from within government to the gigantic expenditures, not just during COVID, but following COVID under the Biden administration.
Now, what happens next? You live in the Washington area. 9 out of the 20 richest counties in America in 2019 were in the D.C. suburbs. What is going to happen at the D.C. suburbs? Do they abandon them? Do they find new things to do? We're talking about professionals who've confidently assumed their lives were taken care of.
Well, a significant tranche can retire and go into contract work, which will still be available, I assume. Another tranche will leave. I don't know how many. I don't think this will be as severe as the flight from aerospace that occurred with the peace dividend. But all those people who left the aerospace industry in Southern California, a lot of them just moved north and helped create the internet revolution, you know, in Silicon Valley. So I think they'll have to find other employment. And then others, well, you know, there are other jobs and they're going to have to look for them.
Again, I don't hear Main Street have evidencing any sympathy. Do you hear in Washington that the federal workers understand that or know it?
No. And of course, most people in a smaller world, which we call the Washington bubble, they know only that world, and they look at the distance between their world and a similar world, say in San Francisco, call the intervening America of 3,000 miles flyover country. It doesn't really exist. It helped seal their fate in the last election, but they believe a great crime is being committed. They believe that things will fall apart if if DOGE continues its work. And that is completely at odds with how the majority of Americans feel. And by the way, it represents an alternative reality. It's a reality that has not a single point of tangency with the reality of most Americans.
One more question. Mr. Trump campaigned on DOGE. Musk was there. They said what they were going to do. Mr. Trump won a very clear victory. Electoral college, popular vote, all the states that were in between, the battleground states. He won it, endorsing what DOGE was going to become.
Right.
Did Washington not believe it?
Washington had become a wholly owned franchise, set of subsidiaries of an elite class that had the commanding heights. And one of the bastions of the commanding heights was the government. It was the largest bastion, the others being universities, nonprofits, the woke corporate world. And they had presided for all of the administrations they had probably known in their adult life since Bill Clinton. They knew that a new administration would not come through on any of their promises. And none of them ever did. You remember when George W. Bush was pushing the fact that in 2000 that we needed adults in the room and we were not going to go to war. Well, how did that turn out? And up and down the line, there's never been any question that the government would continue to grow in size and in power. So it's a complete shock. It's a shock of existential proportions.
Germanicus is Makovleos. I am Gaius, John Batchelor. We're in Londinium, enjoying our cup of wine, observing the last months of the Ukraine conflict, at least the shooting conflict. Might be over now, can't tell. And observing Washington apparently in denial, though that there are plenty of avenues for people to learn what's happening. It's in denial. I guess they believe they're going to be hired back magically by some rescue force. We're going to turn to one more detail. This idea of a tyranny, this idea of a republic, where did it come from? The Greeks is the simple answer. I'm John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.